It's time for Caveman Corner, presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. We're talking all things Mishawaka Caveman Athletics. And now, the hosts of Caveman Corner, Sean Stiers and Dean Huffert.
Well, glad to be with you for another season of Caveman Corner, along with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Huppert. I'm Sean Stiers. We're looking at each other from our homes, I guess. I'm trying to tell what you've got. I see that big familiar block M in the background there behind you, Dean. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Sean. It's great to see you. And yeah, I am coming from Mishawaka on the south side. So I just got back from a tennis match and excited to be back for another year of Caveman Corner. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I mean, we are in full swing right now, and we are actually doing this on Zoom. So that's why I'm seeing Dean in his background, and we're going to be joined by Mishawaka football coach Keith Kinder. We've got a couple of football players, Justin Fisher and Jason DeWilkins, who are going to be joining us here in just a little bit as well. And let me see. It looks like we've got Keith Kinder connecting with us right now. So we will get him all set. And am I seeing a theme? Am I seeing thumbs up from Keith Kinder right now? Is that's the thumbs up? Are you with us? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. You got me.
Oh, yeah, we do. I guess technology's beautiful as long as it works, and it looks like it's working right now. Glad to have you with us here tonight, Coach. And we're like, amazingly enough, we're a month into the football season now at this point, and you guys have three games under your belt. And, you know, we've talked a few times since the season has started. How does it feel, I guess, to be sitting here among, you know, obviously – things happened with another team, Goshen, a couple of weeks ago, but after everything that's gone on over the summer and everything else, how does it feel just to be sitting here knowing that you guys have been playing football for a month at this point?
Yeah, you know, it's been, you know, not the start that we wanted necessarily in terms of, you know, the end result on the three previous Friday nights, but the fact that our kids are getting the opportunity to, you know, experience a football season. The fact that our community that, you know, loves football so much is getting that opportunity to watch us, whether in person or at the streaming services that are available in all the different ways is something really special, you know, getting to watch Notre Dame over the weekend and then the Colts. And, you know, it's that little bit of feeling like, yeah, maybe we can eventually get back to normal and have some, you know, some things that we've grown to love over the course of our lives kind of to get us back there. You know, it's been a blessing, really, really thankful for the support of our administration, not just at the high school and the athletic department, but corporation wide. We've had some great leadership throughout this tough time and a lot of support in terms of providing us with the resources that we need and the guidance that we need when issues do pop up.
Well, let's talk a little football then, you know, because again, we're a month into the season. So from a football standpoint, where do you think you're closest to where you thought you would be? And maybe where is it still a work in progress for you right now?
You know, I think offensively, in terms of how explosive I thought we could be on the offensive side of the ball, how dominant I thought our offensive line could be up front, I think those two things have held fairly true, particularly against some pretty good teams, including Elkhart, who I think is really good. And so I think that just offensively, I think we're showing some signs of being where I thought we would be. Now, I've been disappointed in our second half production in each of the last two games, Elkhart and then last Friday night. And then, you know, listen, we got to get better on defense. We got to stop some people. And as strange as it may sound, when you think about, hey, you know, they had the ball six times, they scored six times, I can show you video evidence of how much better we got from week two to last Friday's game. I mean, we're getting there. It's just not translating yet into the results that, you know, we all want. So it's a process. We're young. We got some guys in some different positions. And I was really proud of their effort. I think they're playing harder than they were in the first 2 weeks. So I thought we would be more deep, to be honest with you, Sean. We lack depth that I thought we were going to have. And, you know, injuries and some other crazy weird things that have happened that have just sure. kind of you know, that's kind of hurt us a little bit. We're really thin in several spots, and it's a really big concern.
Coach, you talk about the second half, and maybe it hasn't gone the way you wanted it to, but boy, your first half, you've been about as good as you could be. It just seemed like things were rolling at Warsaw. You scored four times and had 4 2-point conversions, and I thought you had another touchdown that should have been, but those guys are really coming out and clicking on all cylinders early.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, I thought that what might be the difference last Friday, and ultimately I was, you know, proven wrong just because of the way the game turned out. But I thought if we could get the ball first and play with the lead, and then, you know, we kind of decided with our quarterback and our offensive line, we just kind of decided, hey, we're gonna approach this as we're gonna score as many points per possession as possible. So we're gonna go for two every time we score, unless the math just doesn't work out, you know. Obviously, if I can't think of a scenario off that, if we're up, you know, if we score to tie the game with 7 seconds left in the game, well, then we'll probably kick the PAT to win the game. We're still practicing PAT every time, but I think with a defense that struggles and an offensive line and a quarterback and fullback as good as what we've got, I think it just makes sense to try to score as many points per possession. You know, like I said, I can't put my finger on the fourth quarter issues. I've talked to a bunch of people, you know, I don't think it's a lack of conditioning. It's certainly not a lack of effort. We just haven't got the ball to bounce our way yet. And, you know, ultimately you are exactly what you are. And so, you know, we're an 0-3 team, and we can't look at it as, well, if this would have happened or this call was made, or, you know, if this would have gone this way for us, we can't do that. All we can do is say, here's where we are, here's what we are, and how do we attack it and get better? So, you know, you can trust me. This is not something I'm used to, and it's not something I accept, and we're going to figure out a way to change it.
Well, Sean, if you want to place blame on something, you could look at the schedule makers. And right now,
yeah, that's right.
The Mishawaka played have been 10-1, and you talk about Elkhart. Man. And Warsaw, three awfully good teams. So the good thing is we're seeing some great teams, and they're going to exploit some things even early in the season.
Well, it's yeah. funny you talk. Go ahead, Keith. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, we've talked about this a bunch, and, you know, the great thing about our state is everyone makes the tournament. So that allows you the opportunity to schedule challenging opponents early in the season. You know, and I think that, you know, each of our three games, you could make a case for us winning or being as good as the team we played. I think the biggest exception in that is probably Elkhart. I think probably, you know, the 3 out of 10 times maybe we get Elkhart. But I think the other ones, I think it's toss up or even maybe favored our way. The ball just hasn't, like I said, the ball hasn't bounced our way. But anyways, the ultimate goal here is to win sectionals and regionals and get as deep in the tournament as you can. And as hard as it is to start 0-3, if you sit back and you look at it from the big picture and say, have these three games made us better for late October and November? Well, the answer is a resounding yes. You know, these games have made us better. We are going to learn from them. It's just our job to not sulk, to not get down on ourselves, to stay positive and trust the process.
How is your team responding to it? Because even though you've got some young guys, I mean, the tradition you guys have there at Mishawaka, this is obviously new for them as well. How are they handling it right now?
Well, I think the way they handle it is the way that their leaders handle it, you know. So we have to have good leadership, starting with myself and the rest of our coaches. You know, if we complain and whine about we can't catch a break, things aren't going our way, that sort of thing, well, that attitude kind of trickles down to the guys. Here's what I told them right after the game Friday, you know, that I was proud of their effort, but then ultimately, like, we are learning a great lesson, not just in football as a team, but, you know, life in general. You know, having to respond when bad things happen to you is a necessary part of being a human being. You know, life is not perfect. It's not easy. Sometimes it flat out sucks. And this experience is an opportunity for them to understand, how do you respond when things go bad? Some of these kids on our team are going to lose a job and have a family to feed. Well, are they going to complain? Are they going to get up and try to find another job? They're going to have to bury loved ones at some point in their life. You know, how do we respond to those things? And so, you know, I told them a couple personal stories, examples from my life, and told them, hey, out of great disappointment, great joy can come from it if you respond accordingly. So what we're stressing to our kids right now is we are fighting for that joy. We're going to get there. And I can't tell you that it's going to be fixed next week or that's going to be fixed the week after that. But I have confidence that we are going to win football games and we are going to be in the conversation come tournament time.
Well, and I know that when we talked, you talked about you talked to your old mentor, Bart Curtis, like two or three times a week. You talked to him in the morning quite a bit. And it sounded like maybe you kind of broke that last week. Have you talked to him since the game Saturday?
Yeah, I talked to him on Saturday morning. We talked for about 35, 40 minutes.
Or Friday, yeah.
Yeah, we talked for about a half hour, just about the game, kind of rehashing the game a little bit and kind of shared a few texts here and there. But this is the end of our first grading period at Mishawaka High School, and I have spent my entire day focused on making sure we got kids eligible to play after the grading period. And so I haven't had time. I haven't even talked to my wife today. So,
thanks for taking the time to join us then today.
It's been a busy day. It's been a busy day for us. And, you know, the challenges that you have with a completely virtual school or something that none of us are used to, teachers included. So it's something that we're all trying to work through together. And, you know, to be honest with you, we didn't even practice today. We had a 2.5-hour study table with every member of our program. If you had all A's and B's, then you were assigned a student that was struggling. And if you needed some help, then you got it from a teacher, coach, or a student that is successful in that class. So we put a lot of thought and effort into that today.
All right. Keith Kinder, head coach of the Mishawaka football team. The Cavemen travel to Plymouth this Friday night, and of course you'll hear the game here on 96.1 WSBT, and then finally back home again, because of that Goshen game. It's going to be like, what, 5 weeks or something like that in between home games, which is just crazy as well. I guess it's just fitting for the year that we're all living in right now. So I know you want to get going and watch the JV team tonight. So, Coach, thanks for joining us, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, thanks, guys. See you soon.
Okay. Take care. Keith Kinder, head coach of the Mishawaka football team. And we've got a couple of players who are going to be joining us here in just a second as well. Justin Fisher, the quarterback of the Cavemen, and offensive lineman Jason DeWilkins Jr. will be joining us. So we will take our one and only timeout. We're wrapping things up at 6:30 tonight. And we should also go ahead and mention that this is a special time that we're doing the show, just like last year. We've got the kickoff of Monday Night Football coming up tonight, and that'll start at 6:30, we will typically be on from 7 to 7:30. So next week and for the next at least 9 weeks after that, we'll be on from 7 to 7:30 instead of 6 to 6:30. So let's take our time out. When we come back, we'll be joined by Justin Fisher and Jason DeWilkins. You're listening to Cavemen Corner on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT. Cavemen Corner continues on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT, along with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard. I'm Sean Steiner, so we'll be talking to Justin Fisher and Jason DeWilkins from the Caveman football team here in just a second. But, Dean, I know you've got a couple of important notices you want to get out there first.
Yeah, it was fun to watch the tennis team tonight. Jacob Dixon, a junior, he was in the third set against Warsaw, and it was 6-2, 2-6. Tomorrow night, we've got girls soccer against Northwood. We also have Wednesday, the cross-country super duel, the Northern Lakes Conference super duel at Warsaw, and our volleyball team takes on Northridge. Boys soccer team on Thursday against Plymouth, the volleyball team against Northwood. And on Friday, of course, we're talking football, Mishawaka at Plymouth. And our cross-country team, they're going to have it, the New Prairie Invitational on Saturday. So that'll be a lot of fun, too.
Absolutely. All right. We're in full swing with fall sports right now. And it definitely feels more like fall than it usually does, I think, at this time of year. It's a little bit cooler for September around South Bend and Mishawaka, but glad to be joined by a couple of cavemen. The quarterback, Justin Fisher, he, of course, is a junior with the football team, and Jason DeWilkins, junior as well. Justin, I'll start with you because you started at quarterback as a sophomore, now a junior. What do you think, what's the biggest difference maybe for you right now in your second go-round as a starting quarterback compared to a year ago? How do you think you're most different right now?
I think there's two big things that are different right now than last year. And one of those would just be confidence in running the offense and just having control of the offense. And then two, I'd say reading defenses and just getting us in the right play, as this time last year, I was kind of blind with that. Didn't have much background knowledge on that. So I feel very confident calling plays and offense now.
Yeah, it sounds like the coaches are really confident. How much of that are you able to call a good percentage of the plays now compared to last year?
Well, late last year, I started getting the option to call a lot on the line. But this year, we've been doing a lot on the line stuff. And then I always have the option to check out the play if they line up in something that I don't really see us the play well against. So me, Coach Shaw, are normally on the same wavelength with that. And yeah.
Jason, talk about guys on your offensive line. I know you have a lot of pride in those guys, and you guys have grown together this year.
Yeah, I mean, I love those guys. You know, we go through the same hard drills all together. It's really nice to have an experienced our right tackle, Dawson Nowacki. He's young, but he's getting there. He's going to be very good. You know, he's doing what it takes to get good, but it's also nice to play, you know, with the other three guys on the line as well. You know, we've been working at this since we were freshmen, and it's really awesome to get to play with these guys.
Ethan Nowacki, Jaden Cimac, Tyler Ackerley are the other seniors on the line, and of course you're a senior as well, Jason, and you guys have, I mean, you've played together quite a bit. How much does that cohesiveness help, especially in a system like you have with that flexbone offense at Mishawaka?
I think that helps a lot, especially with technique-wise, because our offense is all about technique and, you know, whether you can do these things efficiently and well. And I just think with us being seniors, you know, we have more experience at what we're doing.
Justin, you guys have scored 103 points. You're 16 points away from being 3-0. It's incredible. Been outscored 119 to 103. How proud of you are of your guys that you just keep coming back, even against this tough competition?
Yeah, I'm very proud of our guys and the way we handle adversity. And, yeah, we have a good time out there, and we score. So we love to score. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like what, 33 points a game or something like that. So, yeah, you score a little bit.
Yep.
And, Justin, how determined are you to get a win this Friday and to put things back on track?
I'd say we're more determined than ever. Each week, four now since we had our Goshen game get canceled, but each of the past 4 weeks we became hungrier and hungrier. Every loss fuels us more to finally get the first victory, so.
Jason DeWilkins and Justin Fisher with us from the Mishawaka football team on Caveman Corner on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT. They're at Plymouth this Friday, and of course you'll hear that game here on 96.1 FM. Justin, just how, you know, after everything that everyone's been through over the last 6 months, I mean, you're a baseball player too. Spring sports got shut down, and you had an abbreviated summer workouts and all that kind of stuff, and there were all these questions just coming into the season. How good does it feel just to be able to run out there out of the tunnel on Friday nights and play high school football?
It feels amazing. I remember days back early this spring and late this winter talking with my dad and just coming to the realization that football may not be an option come fall time. And even a couple weeks before the season, we were still holding on by a thread. So it's been amazing to be out there, and yet we're still not through it all. We had one game get canceled. But every Friday, when Friday morning comes and you realize you're playing that night, it's just a special moment to run out of the tunnel and go out there and go to battle.
Sean, you think about these guys and playing for championships, and maybe it's not the start that they want, but you look at a Northridge team that has outscored opponents 106-0.
I know.
They take on Warsaw this week, and you never know what's going to happen with that one, but we could still be in position to win an NLC title. It may not be an undefeated team that does that this year.
No, absolutely. It's a tough NLC, and you guys knew that it was going to be a tough NLC, you know, moving to that conference. And Justin, as a senior, were you worried at all? You know, how worried were you that this season might not even happen?
I was extremely worried. I can tell you there's not a night that didn't go by that while we were on quarantine that I didn't think of, are we going to get to play football this summer? And it would have been really sad. But so I'm just glad we're out there now, and hopefully we continue to stay playing, and hopefully we finish the season off strong.
And Jason, I've got to ask you, you know, Coach said that we're going to try to score as many points as we can, and you guys didn't kick. You were going for two every time. That shows a lot of confidence in your boys.
Yeah, Coach said earlier in the week that he planned on going for two every time we scored, touched the end zone. So, you know, everybody's celebrating and everything, but we had to get ready, get set to the line real quick because we knew we were going to run a play.
Justin, getting to see the replay of that final offensive play the other day, the ball was on the ground. You know, I know that the stat says interception, but the ball was on the ground. Did you know that? I mean, were you able to see that out there on the field?
No, in the moment, I was thinking more of the miscommunication that me and Davon had. You know, you dread that in the moment. You think about what could have been. But Coach Kinder's done a great job preaching this week that we're not worried about that. We had the game in our hands. We could have done something different to make the outcome different. So we can't put it all in that one play. But yeah.
Hey, guys, I appreciate
– Go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say, Dean, we've got about 40 seconds, so get a quick one in.
I'm proud of these guys, the way they've responded to things, because not everything's going their way, but they're determined, and they're going to come back out on Friday and hit the road and see what we can do.
Absolutely, at Plymouth this Friday night. Guys, we appreciate it. Good luck to you both the rest of the way. Jason DeWilkins and Justin Fisher, thanks for joining us.
No problem, sir.
All right, take care. And, of course, again, we'll be out there Friday night when Mishawaka heads to Plymouth and then home next week. A week from Friday for what will be just the second home game of the season. Dean, looking forward to talking to you next week, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Dean Hubbard, and this has been Caveman Corner.